You can start by just asking individual people what they need. Johnny lives outside in East Hollywood, and here's what he says when I ask.
Blankets and sheets, you know what I mean? Because that's probably what I go through the most.
Also, warm clothes, plus tarps and plastic bags to keep everything dry in the rainy weather. I meet him while he helps his neighbors prepare their tent for the oncoming storm.
And then re-tarp it real nice, take your time, and because by 6 a.m. it's going to start.
No rain protection means replacing everything, which is costly.
I pay double for everything and anything I do.
No utilities means buying pricey canned gas for the camp stove to cook. And then to keep his phone charged and the lights on.
The batteries is what really eats it up.
Johnny also welcomes food, but he says sometimes he has to throw food out because he has no way to store it. And spoiled food sitting on the street can become a health hazard. Make sure the food is really wanted before just dropping it off. For large donations, you want to talk to someone like Ruth Schwartz. She directs the Los Angeles Shelter Partnership, which distributes goods to LA's shelter system. It has a warehouse that would cover 2 football fields.
Somebody gives us 1 million pairs of socks, which they have recently, I can store those.
If you want to give your time, Schwartz says you could volunteer with one of the hundreds of agencies in Southern California who work with people experiencing homelessness.
They're not hard to find, to reach out to them and say, hey, I've got 1 Sunday a month, can I help you?
And then, again, it's okay just to approach people in your neighborhood and see what they need, maybe with an icebreaker, like a pair of warm socks or some batteries. Covering homelessness, I'm Matt Tinoco.